But obviously that first goal in the 6th minute, what do you kind of have the whole defense have to do differently on that play?
It's obviously a little frustrating. I have to watch it back to kind of see what really happened. Ball gets crossed in, kind of gets hit up in the air a little bit, and then the forward kind of goes up with Patty, and kind of don't know what happens if he makes contact with Patrick or what happens, and kind of then the ball just falls to them, and then it's just kind of a pinball bicycle assist. So it's frustrating to concede a goal like that, but it's something that we'll have to look back at and see what kind of happened.
How does that change the momentum so early in the game, going down one?
Yeah, obviously you come out of the locker room, everyone's fired, ready to go, and then to concede a goal that early, especially in a game like this, you know, it's going to be tough to come back. But I think the resiliency of the guys pushed the rest of the first half. Obviously they had some chances, but we did too. And then coming to halftime, talk through things, and then you see the second half, how much we dominated the game. We pinned the back, we created really good chances, get the goal, and unlucky to not score again.
What is kind of the mentality around the team right now, having so many opportunities, just not being able to finish on them?
I mean, the mentality is still good. You know, if we're creating the chances, so I think that's a good thing. If we're tying games, losing games, and we're not creating chances, then I think there's an issue. But I think guys are confident. You know, we're creating the chances. It's just once that one keeps going, it just keeps going, and then good things will continue to happen.
Talking about creating those chances, just how proud are you of the team's fight in this emotional rivalry?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know how much the fans hate each other. You see all the stuff on social media. You see how much the fans support it. Both teams. Mm-hmm. So to be able to fight and to claw back in a game like this, mm-hmm. and then to continue to keep pushing and create those chances, and you feel the energy from the fans the whole game, and they're phenomenal all season. In a game like this, it goes a long way, and you see that throughout the whole game.
Sean, coach has talked a lot about rotation and players getting into different positions and then covering for one another. Tonight, I think for the first time, we saw you moving forward and getting opportunities in mm-hmm. the attacking third. Is this kind of the final phase of the rotation that Coach talks about?
Yeah, he kind of sat down with me a little bit and told me to find moments where I can drive. Because when I drive, you have the two other center backs who are going to cover for me. And he knows he has confidence in me and that I'm capable of doing it. And when I drive forward, making the right decision, and then just seeing the guys' rotation around it. And we're able to create good things from it too.
Yeah, it really unbalances the defense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I think you saw that. I'm a little frustrated with the end product and myself. When we play Mo, get around him, just kind of having the freedom to do that from everyone on the team, I think goes a long way. And it's hard for the defenders to know what's going to happen.
John, you had two players defend against today, Kevin and Evander, and you did an amazing job. Can you talk a little bit about those battles and how hard it is to defend against those guys of players?
Yeah, obviously they're two really good players. Kevin Denke, a little new player to the league, but you've seen how much he's done well throughout the beginning of the season, scoring goals. Then Evander, you know how long he's been in the league for a while, a little bit. He's been one of the top players in the league. So to kind of being able to kind of talk to the guys around me and just put ourselves in better positions to prevent them from having the impact that they can.
Is this a position that you would like to stay, or do you think like maybe later in the season moving forward again?
I mean, I feel confident in whatever position the coach puts me in, whether it's center mid, center back, forward. You know, it doesn't matter to me. And I think last year I showed that a little bit, and so I'm just ready to do whatever the coach asks for me, and I'm going to put my best foot forward.